RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Minister Sri Mulyani discuss regulation on automatic exchange of information, AEOI. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla calls on Fatah and Hamas to unite against Israel. Vice President Yusuf Kalla supports rupiah redenomination. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Finance Minister Sri Mulyani on Tuesday discussed regulation in lieu of Law Perpu No. 1, 2017 on Automatic Exchange of Information, AEOI. Minister Sri Mulyani said after meeting the President at the Presidential Palace on July 25, 2017, that she reported that the opinion of House fraction is quite positive with regard to the Perpu. As widely reported, Perpu on AEOI is aimed at allowing the Directorate General of Tax access to banking data of taxes dodgers. The regulation was issued following an international agreement on banking information. Minister Sri Mulyani said that House members expect that the tax DG disseminate information about the regulation for fear that it may be abused by taxmen to intimidate taxpayers. The finance minister will also issue a procedure and guidelines for Perpu on AEOI that will regulate access to data, tax official responsibilities, and confidentiality. The minister added that the House suggests that those breaching confidentiality be subjected to sections similar to those of tax amnesty. It's an anticipatory measure to prevent officials from committing abuse. Responding to an Israeli security incident to Palestinians at Al-Aqsa Mosque complex on Saturday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla on Tuesday asked all elements of Palestinian society, especially Fatah and Hamas, to unite first before they fight against Israeli intimidation.
The point is that the Palestinians themselves must unite first, because until now, Palestine, Fatah, and Hamas are not united. How could they fight Israel alone? They must unite first. They receive high solidarity from everywhere.
Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Council, DMI, said the Indonesian government itself has been trying to fight for Palestinian independence through the 5th Extraordinary Summit of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, in 2016 in Jakarta. Indonesia also encourages the United Nations or UN to resolve the prolonged conflict between Palestine and Israel. Attacks at Al-Aqsa Mosque complex have killed 3 Palestinians and injured more than 100 Palestinians. Indonesia strongly condemned the violence and human rights violation committed by Israeli security. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed his support over the rupiah redenomination plan, saying it will result in more efficient bookings. The government has established a team to discuss the redenomination plan, which involves staff members of the Finance Ministry, Bank Indonesia, the Law and the Human Rights Ministry, and the State Secretariat Ministry. The rupiah redenomination plan has been proposed in a low draft RUU or RUU since 2016 to the House of Representatives DPR. To date, the draft has not been included in the national legislation program. Kalla said that many countries have redenominated their currencies before, such as Turkey. Indonesia has also done it in the past during Sukarno's presidency. BI Governor Agus Martowardoyo said Indonesia's economy is ready for a redenomination, with a consistent growth rate of more than 5% and a controlled inflation at around 3%. The political situation is also quite supportive and more stable. The biggest challenge from the supply and equity of telecommunication and informatics spread in Indonesia is its geographic condition. Many Indonesian remote areas cannot have access to the internet. The Communication and Informatics Minister Rudi Antara said that there are 260,000 schools from elementary to high school have no internet access. Rudi Antara targeted in 2019 the provincial capital cities will have access to internet. In 2022, the whole school, public health facilities and village can enjoy internet connection. It was said by Minister Rudi Antara in the Finance Ministry office in Jakarta on Tuesday. To achieve the target, several government efforts begin to be done, such as Palapa Ring project, which will be finished in 2018 or early 2019. The Palapa Ring becomes the major project in telecommunication infrastructure through 36,000 kilometers fiber optic in Indonesia. It is hoped that in 2021 and 2022, the whole area in Indonesia can gain internet access through the satellite. It is also hoped President Joko Widodo Nawacita program can build Indonesia by strengthening remote areas to realize the sovereignty of the unity state of Republic of Indonesia. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution has said the cluster business scheme has great potential to boost the economy and address wealth inequality, as it can involve a large number of farmers across the country. Under the scheme, which will focus on the agriculture sector, each group of farmers in specific areas will be guided in planting superior commodity crops to produce quality products that have a high market value. Darmin said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the village, disadvantaged region and transmigration ministry needed to help villagers to decide on the superior commodities that were suitable for each area. Darmin said agriculture land for farming could be a problem because not all farmers had adequate land to plant the commodity crops. Starting in August, the government will distribute idle forest areas owned by state-owned forestry company Perhutani to farmers under a new social forestry program. Through the program, the government will distribute 570,000 hectares of idle land to underprivileged people on Java. Rupiah exchange rate, which was traded between banks in Jakarta on Wednesday morning, strengthened by 18 points to 13,309 rupiah compared to the previous position, 13,327 per US dollar. Samuel Sekuritas Rangga Cipta in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the market evaluate to the Fed policy that can keep interest rate become one of factors that make US dollar under pressure against the Asia currencies, including rupiah. He added that the high crude oil price was due to the Saudi Arabia's plan to press its export that hit inconsistent toward the global obligation yield that stand on the lowest level. Bina Arta Securitas analyst Reza Priyambada said that the rupiah fluctuation is still on the relative limit before Foreign Open Market Committee meeting this weekend. The last item, 9 Indonesian athletes participate in the International Swimming Championship of FINA World Championship held in Budapest since July 11 to 30, 2017. Ali Patiwiri, the National Swimming Association Secretary General, as the chairman of Aquatic Indonesian Team Contingent, said that the competition in FINA is a heavy competition because swimmer qualification is very high and can only be participated in by the world-class swimmers. The Indonesian ambassador to Hungary, Wenning Esti Hiprobo, fully supported Indonesia's participation in the international championship. According to the press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, July 26, 2017, the embassy, along with Indonesian people in Hungary, directly support the swimmers. FINA World Championship is an annual international swimming championship held by Fédération Internationale des Nations, or FINA. This year, over 5,000 athletes from 182 countries participate in the FINA World Championship in Budapest on July 14-13, 2017. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Minister Sri Mulyani discuss regulation on automatic exchange of information, AEOI. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla calls on Fatah and Hamas to unite against Israel. Vice President Yusuf Kalla supports rupiah ready nomination. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with commentary for today entitling New Chapter in Qatar Crisis. The crisis in the Gulf region of the Middle East entered a new phase. The Saudi Arabian news agency, SPA, on Tuesday, July 25th, reported Saudi Arabia and its allies had announced a blacklist of terrorists covering 18 organizations and individuals allegedly linked to extremism in Qatar. Previously, the Gulf states' boycott of Qatar has been under international pressure. But the latest communique of the four Gulf countries about the blacklist, as if to further convince the international community that the action they have taken, namely severing diplomatic ties with Qatar, is correct and has solid evidence. Doha itself strongly denied the new allegations. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson last week spent 4 days in the Middle East trying to find a way out of the diplomatic crisis. With regard to allegation of Saudi Arabia and three other Gulf states, Minister Rex Tillerson voiced optimism over Qatar's efforts to explain and prove that the country was not involved in terrorism financing. Also reported by the SBA news agency, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday, July 23rd, had embarked on an important trip to the Gulf states to help solve the deadlock in Qatar problem. In his statement, President Erdogan said, "The enemies of the Gulf states had deliberately created tensions between brothers in the region." He also praised Doha's move to emphasize dialogue in the peace process. It is undeniable that the crisis in the Gulf is in the spotlight amid the world's concern over terrorists and their current action. In addition, the crisis of Qatar is also a test for Islamic countries, especially Saudi Arabia, to prove that Islam is Rahmatan lil Alamin, or a religion that brings grace and prosperity for all. On the other hand, the two-legged policy of the United States in the crisis of Qatar should also be observed. It is hoped that the peace process between Gulf countries and Qatar can gain common ground and problems can be solved in a win-win solution. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. We start with an event of the day of Air Force Academy, which occurred on July 26, 1965. The Air Force Academy is an Air Force education school in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. The Air Force Academy prints officers of the Air Force. Organizationally, the Air Force Academy is handled by the Air Force organizational structure headed by a governor of the Air Force Academy. The history of the Air Force Academy started since the establishment of the first education institute of the Air Force officer in Maguwo, Yogyakarta, during the War of Independence in 1945. This was the first Air Force education institute, which is the embryo of the Air Force Academy trainer aircraft by using Zhurong training aircraft in 1933. The exercise is located at Adi Sucipto Air Base because this place has a historical affinity with the establishment of the Air Force and the establishment of the first aviation school in 1946. It was also intended to honor and commemorate the hero of the Air Force, Air Vice Marshal Adi Sucipto, as the founder of the first Air Force flight school. In September 1947, for the first time, the Air Force school received Indonesian youth to educate as aviation students. Coinciding with the 14th anniversary of the Air Force, there has been conducted first stone construction of the Command Headquarters Air Force Academy in Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta. And on July 26, 1965, the Command Headquarters Air Force Academy was inaugurated by the Air Force Commander and decided as a day of the Air Force Academy. On July 26, 1965, Maldives gains its independence. Maldives is an archipelagic country in the Indian Ocean. Islam becomes the majority religion of Maldives community. At the beginning of the 16th century, the Maldives were colonized by the Portuguese and then moved into the hands of the Dutch, French, and finally, at the end of the 19th century, the Maldives were occupied by England. From 1887 until the independence of the Maldives on July 26, 1965, the country became part of the British guardianship. From 1153 to 1968, the country was in independent Islamic Sultanate. The form of imperial government was removed and replaced into republic. The last event of the launching of Apollo 15. Apollo 15 in the new human landing mission on the moon in the Apollo program of the United States. It was launched from Complex 39 in Cape Canaveral, USA, on July 26, 1971. The first mission with a long duration of stay on the moon focused more on the science knowledge. The Apollo 15 mission ended on August 7, 1971. The U.S. President Richard Nixon praised the success. At that time, NASA called it the most successful manned space flight ever achieved. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voy Green. Today entitled Yogyakarta, the host of UFRO Innovar Conference 2017. 600 researchers, stakeholders and entrepreneurs in the field of forestry are participated in the International Union of Forest Research Organization International Indonesia Forestry Researchers 2017 in Yogyakarta. The conference, which runs from July 24 to 27, has the theme Promoting Sustainable Resources from Plantations Benefited for Economic Growth and Community. The participants of the conference, who come from Australia, Vietnam, Laos, Bangladesh, Finland, and Nigeria, exchange ideas on forest management and utilization. After opening the conference, Henry Bastaman, the head of research, development, and innovation of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, told Antara on Monday that the meeting is aimed to update all research results on forests that can be directed to the sustainability of forest functions and can benefit the welfare of the community. Henry Bastaman hoped the results of research presented by researchers from various countries can be information materials to be applied in Indonesia. According to him, the theme of the conference held by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry is in line with the current policy implemented by the Indonesian government, namely to provide forest access for the welfare and economy of the community. Henry Bastaman explained, one of the countries that invited concern of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry in managing forests in Finland. The government of Finland has open access to forest utilization for communities since hundreds of years ago by ensuring forest sustainability is still maintained. In Indonesia, forest management effort with similar concepts have been conducted through the Social Forestry Program, which is targeted to reach 12.7 hectares. For the social forestry program in the villages, the government prioritized on the island of Java, whereas forest programs for indigenous peoples were developed outside of Java. According to Henry, the social forestry program is important, considering that 24 million hectares of land and forest in Indonesia are currently critically classified due to errors in forest management. Henry moreover said, although Finland is quite good in forest management, the challenge is much different when compared to Indonesia, which has a forest area of 123 million hectares, much broader than forest in Finland. In addition to Finland, there are still many forest management concepts from other countries that can be adapted in Indonesia through the Third International Union of Forest Research Organization, International Indonesia Forestry Researchers 2017 Conference. Henry Bastaman hoped that through the event, it can strengthen cooperation and improve the implementation of science and technology produced by the Research, Development and Innovation Board of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. Indonesia continues to look for forest management models that can be adapted to Indonesian conditions. That was The Voice Green.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Finance Minister Sri Mulyani on Tuesday discussed regulation in lieu of law Perpu No. 1/2017 on Automatic Exchange of Information, AEOI. Responding to an Israeli security incident to Palestinian at Al-Aqsa Mosque complex on Saturday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla on Tuesday ask all elements of Palestinian society, especially Fatah and Hamas, to unite first before they fight against Israel intimidation. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed his support over the Rupiah redenomination plan, saying it will result in more efficient bookings. The biggest challenge from the supply and equity of telecommunication and informatics spread in Indonesia is its geographic condition. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution has said the cluster business scheme has great potential to boost the economy and address wealth inequality as it can involve a large number of farmers across the country. Rupiah exchange rate, which was traded between banks in Jakarta on Wednesday morning, strengthened by 18 points to 13,309 rupiah compared to the previous position, 13,327 per US dollar. And the last item, 9 Indonesian athletes participate in the International Swimming Championship of FINA World Championship held in Budapest since July 11 to 30, 2017. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will introduce you about one of tourism destinations in East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, one of favorite tourist cities in East Java is Malang. Malang not only has play and educational rides like Jatim Park and Hawaii Water Park, but it also has many soothing natural tourist destinations. Well, recently, there has been one tourist destination in Malang which becomes a favorite place for tourists to visit, namely Buduk Asu. Initially, Buduk Asu was only famous among motocrossers or off-roaders. However, people nearby made this place interesting to visit. They make many great spots for tourists to take photos or selfies. There are also some spots to enjoy the beauty of nature as a whole in Buduk Asu. The name is Gardu Pandang Kepala Serigala. Besides, this place has also been equipped with food stalls with a relatively cheap price. Buduk Asu still has the same location with Lawang Tea Garden area Malang. Therefore, the entrance of both Buduk Asu and Lawang Tea Garden is one. The entrance to Lawang Tea Garden is located on the slopes of Mount Arjuna. Visitors must be careful when heading to this area because the terrain is quite difficult. Usually the tourists bring a vehicle for off-road and bring an experienced tour guide or friend. From the Lawang Tea Garden entrance to Buduk Asu, it is pretty tiring. To get to the destination, tourists must do trekking about 1.5 to 2 hours by car. Tourists do not have to be worried, because the road terrain to be passed by is not so climbing and not too narrow. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Buduk Asu. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We will meet again on the next Indonesian Wonder with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. This segment is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today we feature a topic entitled Membeli peralatan sekolah, which in English means buying school equipments. Stay tuned. First, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say it twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. Permisi. Permisi. In English, excuse me. Di mana? Di mana? In English, where? Membeli. Membeli. In English, to buy. Peralatan sekolah. Peralatan sekolah. In English, school equipment. Baju seragam sekolah. Baju seragam sekolah. In English, school uniform. Tas, sepatu olahraga. Tas, sepatu olahraga. In English, bag, sport shoes. Pensil, pena, buku tulis. Pensil, pena, buku tulis. In English, pencil, pen, exercise book. Tempat pensil. Tempat pensil. In English, pencil case. Berapa? Berapa? In English, how much? Tiga setel. Tiga setel. In English, three sets. Satu pasang. Satu pasang. In English, one pair. Ada lagi? Ada lagi? In English, anything else? Saya ambilkan. Saya ambilkan. In English, I take it. Semuanya. Semuanya. In English, all. Dua buah. Dua buah. In English, two pieces. 500,000 rupiah. 500,000 rupiah. In English, 500 rupiah. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya. In English, here is the money. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Now I'll give you an example of conversation entitled Membeli Peralatan Sekolah, which in English means buying school equipment. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly. You can repeat after me. And the conversation is between A buyer and shopkeeper B. A buyer. Permisi, di mana saya bisa membeli peralatan sekolah? Permisi, di mana saya bisa membeli peralatan sekolah? In English, excuse me, where I can buy school equipments? B, shopkeeper. Di sini kami menjualnya, Bu. Di sini kami menjualnya, Bu. In English, here we sell it, Mom. A, buyer. Apakah ada baju seragam sekolah, tas, sepatu olahraga, baju olahraga, pensil, pena, dan buku tulis? Apakah ada baju seragam sekolah, tas, sepatu olahraga, baju olahraga, pensil, pena, dan buku tulis? In English, are there available school uniform, bag, sport shoes, sport suits, pencil, pen, and exercise book? B, shopkeeper. Ada, Bu. Ibu mau membeli berapa? Ada, Bu. Ibu mau membeli berapa? Yes, there are. How many pieces do you want to buy? A, buyer. Saya mau membeli 3 setel baju seragam SMP, 1 pasang sepatu olahraga, 1 buah tas, 1 buah baju olahraga, 3 buah pensil, 2 pena, dan 10 buku tulis. Saya mau membeli 3 setel baju seragam SMP, 1 pasang sepatu olahraga, 1 tas, 1 baju olahraga, 3 pensil, 2 pena, dan 10 buku tulis. In English, I want to buy 3 sets of junior high school uniforms, a sport shoes, a bag, a sport suit, 3 pencils, 2 pens and 10 exercise books. B. Shopkeeper. Masih ada lagi, Bu? Masih ada lagi, Bu? Anything else, Mom? A. Buyer. Ya, satu buah tempat pensil. Ya, satu buah tempat pensil. In English, yes, I also want to buy a pencil case. B. Shopkeeper. Baiklah, saya ambilkan. Baiklah, saya ambilkan. In English, all right, I'll take it. A. Buyer. Berapa total semuanya? Berapa total semuanya? In English, how much are they? B. Shopkeeper. Jumlah semuanya Rp500.000. Jumlah semuanya Rp500.000. In English, the total is Rp500.000. A. Buyer. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya. In English, here is the man. B. Shopkeeper. Baik, terima kasih. Baik, terima kasih. In English, okay, thank you. A. Buyer. Terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali. In English, you're welcome. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we meet again with Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music. In today's edition, I will play some songs from a female singer, Asteriska. Well, listener, to open our music corner, here is the first song by Asteriska entitled He Who Stays Up All Night. Enjoy the song.
There's a heart I shall touch, there's a soul I shall hold. A tired man asks about his fate, missed the sign, was it too late? He stays up all night, he stays up all night. He thought a siren controlled his mind. He's in love, he doesn't mind. When he wakes up, she is gone. He listens closely to her song. He stays up all night. He stays up.
Listener, that was the song entitled He Who Stays Up All Night by Asteriska. The song was the first song of debut album belongs to Kabrini Asteriska Widyantini, or better known as Asteriska. Born in Jakarta on March 6, 1988, Asteriska had been in love with the music world since very young age. Since she was a child, she already familiar with various genres of jazz or folk, both of which influence her style in singing until nowadays. Asteriska started her musical career when she was 15 years old. She often performed in some cafes and music events in various places in Jakarta. Previously, Asteriska had become a topic of Indonesian music lovers. However, her name was newly known to a wider audience when she joined Baraswara in 2012. Initially, Asteriska had hesitated to join because Baraswara has different style of music than her own style. However, the different style of music will be a chance for her to get her out from comfort zone. Finally, Asteriska decided to become a vocalist of Baraswara group. Listener, before we conclude to discuss about Asteriska, let's enjoy the coming song entitled Distance. Every day we talk, we share our word book a kaleidoscope in my life. But we are miles away, you're so far away, my dear. No one knew that I'm missing you so much. Every morning when I wake up, you say hi, that's my favorite part. You cheer me up, I feel close enough, but I can't kiss you goodnight. And I can't cry in your arms, your lips next to just fine. While my heart
am strong in belief. Even my heart is breaking. I have my faith in you.
The song Distance by Asteriska. The song is the mainstay song from Asteriska's debut album entitled Distance, which was released in 2015. The album was a proof of Asteriska's seriousness in music. In the album, Asteriska presented her simple and gentle works, featuring 8 songs. Moreover, she also plans to release her second album entitled You, that brings jazz music genre. Asteriska, who often called Itil, keeps trying various things like yoga and hula hoop. Though sport were initially quite difficult and challenging for her, but Asteriska has her own philosophy to keep trying. Asteriska said, talent is something that can be generated with constant practice. Well, listener, that was today's music corner featuring Asteriska. To conclude the program, let's listen to the last 2 songs by Asteriska entitled Farewell to You and Sad November. Enjoy the songs and see you on the next music corner. Bye for now.
Like
could go with you. What you said, my place was here, that my shoes were different. They couldn't travel like yours with nothing left to say.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.